Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, September 1st, 2017. The Simon Wiesenthal Center is considering putting Berlin's mayor Michael Müller on its annual list of the 10 worst cases of anti-Semitic activity. Rabbi Abraham Cooper from the center names two reasons for the potential nomination. Earlier in August, as Berlin Briefing reported, the anti-Israel boycott campaign, BDS, targeted the Popkultur Festival, which led to several Arabic bands canceling their gigs. Unlike other local politicians, Müller did not make a public statement on the boycott. The Wiesenthal Center is also criticizing the anti-Israel Al-Quds demo is allowed to take place in Berlin every year. Cooper stated that Müller would support Hezbollah terrorists. The Jewish community in Berlin does not think the mayor belongs on the list, but the community would welcome if Berlin would become more vocal about anti-Semitic activities in the future. The field of bidders for Air Berlin's assets is narrowing down. On Wednesday, Ryanair announced that it will not submit a bid, and yesterday, investor Hans Rudolf Wöhl stepped back from the process to search for a partner. Wöhl has proposed keeping Air Berlin intact as a charter airline, but he declined to sign a confidentiality agreement that would allow him to look at Air Berlin's books, a precondition to place a formal offer. Such a step seemed inappropriate for Wöhl, as he wanted to work with one of the other bidders for a joint offer. Lufthansa turned Wöhl's suggestion down, but he's received positive signals from other bidders. He also stated that he was not interested in buying only parts of Air Berlin. A source has told Reuters that Lufthansa could acquire as many as 90 planes from Air Berlin. EasyJet and Condor could split the rest, with EasyJet interested in up to 40 planes and Condor a double-figure number. Ex-Formula One driver Niki Lauda has also expressed interest in buying back his former airline Niki, which is currently part of Air Berlin's portfolio. Interested bidders can submit an offer until September 15th, and a decision should come on September 21st. After a supposed right-extremist arson attack in Neukölln, police have intensified their search for suspects. On July 11th, the cars of SPD politician Gabriela Gebhardt and a refugee activist were set on fire. Police have hung posters in Buko and Ruro to encourage witnesses to report clues. Public prosecution has offered a reward of €2,500 for hints to lead to the capture of the criminals. The Lollapalooza Festival will happen as planned at the Rennbahn Hoppegarten next weekend. 80,000 visitors are expected, and according to the organizers, all required permissions have been issued. However, the approvals were made under conditions by the local authorities regarding noise level and providing substitute apartments for some of the residents. The festival organizers announced their veto of these terms and said that they won't cover any costs until the legal situation is clear. Nature conservationists are also not amused. Because parts of the Rennbahn lie inside a nature protection area, the Naturschutzbund Deutschland will protest the approval. In a friendly match, Union Berlin beat Hertha BSC Berlin 2-0 yesterday. The game was carried out in private with no spectators at the Stadion auf dem Wurfplatz. Usually games between the two local rivals would fill the Olympiastadion. Other than some international players who were not available due to the matches of the national teams coming up this weekend, both teams brought out their best players. The win is a good motivation for Second League Union, as the team plans to secure one of the two relegation spots for the first Bundesliga after the season. Yesterday, the dates for the next DFB Pokal matches were published as well. On October 24th, Union Berlin will play in Leverkusen, and Hertha will host the Erste FC Köln the day after. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.